Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Larry Press, who's director of flooring with Helmeton. Larry, how you doing?
Pretty good. And you, Kemp?
I'm doing well. Good to have you with us this morning. I've been wanting to talk to you. I think it was about June the 20th, last month, we ran a story about a new ASTM standard for carpet adhesive. You were the quarterback on getting this thing developed. In talking to you a few minutes ago, it sounds like it took a long time to get done, 14 years. Before we get into the details on that, if you would, just tell us real quick a little bit about your background.
Well, Kemp, I was born and raised into the industry with my parents having retail operations in New York. Fortunately, I had moved to Pennsylvania, opened up my own retail operation there, and then ended up at Kentile, and from Kentile went to Parachem, and from Parachem to Helmeton. So it's almost got 21 years just in the adhesive side.
And so you, over the course of all that, you saw the need for the right performance criteria for adhesive to be used to glue carpet down. And like I said, it took you 14 years to get this done. Is that right?
Yeah. When I joined the adhesives committee, it was only because I had stumbled over some old carpet test methods that were totally outdated, and basically the group was going to throw out all the floor covering specifications because of lack of interest from the floor covering industry. So I connected with one of the gentlemen from Henry, and we co-chaired a product to try to get this on track and come up with something that would define a little bit more than high performance or premium or some other term for marketing that really says nothing.
So this new standard is called ASTM D7799, and it's a specification for tufted and woven broadloom carpet adhesives without homogeneous PVC or non-PVC backing.
Right. This is just, there are still some test methods that have to be developed for the PVC backings. And once that's done, then basically some of these test methods will be drifted over into the resilient end of it and into some of the other products. But the unique thing about this at this point in time is it puts everyone on the same page as far as test equipment, the way the apparatus is run, and it separates carpet into three classifications, which has generally been done through the history of floor covering.
Okay. So I know when you develop an ASTM standard, you have to have somewhat of a consensus group of stakeholders. Tell me who was involved in the development of this.
Basically, you had Henry involved, Roberts, MyPay, all had some direct involvement in it, but you had people from within the adhesives industry and then anyone from outside the adhesives industry. The Carpet Rug Institute was aware of it, and they had sent some individuals down. Some of the mills had sent some people in to see what we were doing and basically would have had access to any of this information as we were moving along.
Okay, so if you talk about carpet, especially on the residential side, there's two or three major companies that produce about 80 or 90% of all the carpet that's installed. Are they in agreement that this standard is what needs to be used when installing their product?
Well, specifically, I don't know, Kemp, but I would hope so. I think that what this does, and a lot of the claims and problems I looked at, was with the bid process that you have today, everyone looks for cheaper, cheaper, cheaper. Mm-hmm. So you were looking at adhesives that really were designed for residential use that were being used in airports and casinos, et cetera, and you were having failures. So on the residential side, I don't think it's critical as what it is on the commercial side and in the retail operations that we have today where carpet is facilitated.
You bring in a good point. You know, most of your residential carpet's not glued down anyway. It's stretched in on tack strip. So this is mostly a standard for gluing down, which is usually done in the commercial environment.
Right.
Okay. So how does the rubber meet the road? How do now installers on the commercial side of the business know which adhesive to use and to look for a product that meets this standard?
Well, hopefully what will happen is word gets out, and this will be through word of mouth, in other words, through install organization or through the Carpet Rug Institute, through the mills, that the mills have their own criteria that they can start seeing if the products that they're currently producing meet these standards, and basically it's going to label the adhesives as a class 1 for heavy traffic or a class 2 for moderate, and then a class 3 for light traffic. So essentially, it'll make it easier for the architect, or it'll make it easier for the contractor or the adhesive manufacturer to specifically say, hey, this adhesive is appropriate for the use you're going for, and get some of the marketing out of there and the economical judgment that is impacting us, especially with the economy the way it is today.
Mm-hmm. Now, Hamilton, tell us a little bit about Hamilton, if you would.
Hamilton was a German, primarily reactive adhesive company that ended up getting split off. Forbo bought the European side, and Atoshu is our mother company, bought the North American division. We make adhesives for primarily the resilient industry, a lot of specialty adhesives, and do a lot of other things. We have an industrial division and the floor covering division, and are just totally involved in manufacturing of adhesives, but only private label. We do not sell through distribution or to contractors directly. In other words, we only produce for the manufacturers themselves under their label.
And what drove you to be the quarterback for 14 years to get this done?
Punishment, lack of good common sense. I just felt that the industry has been good, and I've looked at too many claims, whether it be at LaGuardia Airport or Kennedy or Sacramento, where the inappropriate adhesive was used, and you end up with arguments, battles, lawsuits, and the loser is everyone, but the manufacturer of the material gets the bad rap more than anything else. And the bottom line is that as bad a rap as they get because of the appearance of the floor covering, the installer is the one that really gets nailed, okay, because they're the first one on the totem pole for somebody to go after and have fingers and accusations flying from there.
And if somebody wants to read this standard, where do they go to find it?
They can just go to ASTM.org, and basically they can order a copy. The ASTM, just like ANSI, is a publishing company, basically, and that's how they make their money. ASTM is totally volunteer, so that's how they keep the facility functioning. That's about it. Or they can become a member of the committee and be involved. I mean, there's more work that has to be done, and I would gladly share the workload.
All right. Well, Larry, I appreciate you sharing this with us. Again, we've been talking to Larry Press about the new ASTM D7799 for carpet adhesive. He's director of flooring at Hamilton, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.